This is the BBC.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's our first show where we welcome to the family Maya Jammer. We discuss with Maya's favourite teacher, Miss Baker, what she was really like at school, and then we try and get a stranger to lie for Maya. She's always said she's a good blagger. Hayley Steinfeld, Chainsmokers, Bruno Mars, Cardi B. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. Today, I have the normal one person with me. Hello.
Hi.
But also, Maya Jammer.
Yeah.
Yes. Were you expecting balloons and that? There's none of that.
No, I wanted a cake.
Let's go on the shots.
At four. Shots. Cut off my head and my
cheetah tongue. Scott Mills.
Scott here with Chris and new Radio 1 recruit, Maya Jammer. Hi.
Hello.
Is this exciting?
It's so exciting. I'm like, gone past the new kid at school phase. I feel like this is now I'm like, warming in.
Yeah. Also, can we just talk about the picture we just tried to do?
Oh. I love that Maya's so new here that she just said, like, code to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Like, what's the Wi-Fi? Also, where's the toilet? And let's take a three group shot, which took 15 minutes.
Do you know what? It's hard though, because we've all got to get our faces right in it. The poses, we're different heights. I tried to squat. Chris looked like he was bent in half.
Yeah but like, why were you squatting? Like, normally with guests and that, it's just a simple photo. You can stand there, the photo gets done.
Yeah.
For some reason you had us crouching.
Yeah. I wanted
like
depth.
Every angle.
Depth to the photo.
Can I ask, like, we chose one between us. Are you happy with the one that we've settled on?
We went for the selfie, but I've done a swiper. So, you know, when you've got three in one. Okay. Bit of options.
Listen, we're not doing that every week.
We need to work this out.
No.
Embarrassing.
Master one pose and go for it every week.
Anyway, just to make it feel special.
Maya Jammer. Maya Jammer. Maya Jammer. Maya Jammer. Maya Jammer.
Oh, if you don't want that one.
Maya Jammer, Maya Jammer, Maya Jammer. Maya Jammer, Maya Jammer, Maya Jammer.
Just to make it a bit more Iron Appa.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Where? Against.
Maya, I'm going to just say thank you so much for all of the promo you've given our show this week.
Thank you, I've been on a run.
Right, so
everywhere.
Literally, you obviously did the Brits coverage this week.
Yeah.
What was going on with your sleeve, please? People were generally confused about what your dress was. It was an amazing dress, but it looked like you had an extra hand.
It did. What I actually think people think is that it was a Photoshop situation gone wrong. But actually what happened was, I've got a flared sleeve. So there's a lot of room for the hand to go, you know?
Yeah.
It could be right at the top or it could be right at the bottom. And I had my hand behind my dress in the pose, so it just looks like there's an extra hand.
Yeah, I saw this picture of it. Chris has already zoned out. Like,
yeah, sorry,
I don't get
talking
it.
Talking fashion.
I mean, flowing hand, flared sleeves.
Okay.
But that's it.
The last leg, you shouted us out on that. We've got that here.
You're about to start on Radio 1.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Excited. Super nervous, but really, really excited.
It's
a big deal.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's two shows. So I'm joining Chris and Scott Mills on Fridays, and then I have my own one, 10 to 1, on Saturdays. So it's kind of like a warm-up and then my own.
Is it weird coming into something so well-established as Radio 1?
Yeah, it's a bit like being the new kid at school. It's like no pressure, but loads and loads and loads of pressure.
Okay.
This is wicked. So we can just get you on all these shows.
Yeah send me out.
And shout us out.
Yeah.
Try to.
Show correspondent for life. then there was Good Morning Britain.
You've just bagged a really big show on Radio 1 and you're going to be sharing hosting duties with one of their biggest male DJs as well.
Oh my God, so exciting. Yeah, so on the Fridays I join Scott Mills and Chris Stark and their show. And then on Saturdays I've got my own show, 10 to 1. So it's good. It gets like a bit of a warm up on the Fridays, and then I get my own time on Saturday. But either way, it's like I'm like, feel like new kid at school.
Yeah. Or Scott will love the fact that you're going to use his show as a warm up.
No, but I mean, like, they're the professionals, so they can train me. Kind of vibe.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to mention that, but warm up, huh?
Do you know what I realised as well? I said pretty much exactly the same thing. I was trained.
Yeah.
I obviously had a note in my pocket just to draw
it
out.
I feel like the new kid at school.
Yeah. I mean, how many times can you be the new kid at school?
Back to GMB.
Sharing hosting duties with one of their biggest male DJs.
Excuse me, I have actually lost quite
physics.
I've lost quite a bit of weight, actually. Since I'm trying, do you know what I mean?
That's good. It gets like a bit of a warm-up on the Fridays.
Warm-up.
No, then, but you know what I mean.
I get it. And then Loose Women.
So what have you been getting up to since we saw you last?
Loads of little bits and bobs. I've got a new Radio 1 show starting this week, which is very exciting. Yeah, two. So I join Scott Mills and Chris Stock on Fridays and then my own show on Saturdays.
Do you know what? I feel like the new kid at school.
They cut that one out of that bit, but definitely.
I like how the other Loose Women went, ooh!
I know. Look at you with your own one on the Saturday.
They're all quite like, you know, grown-up adult shows. Good Morning Britain, Loose Women. Must feel mad to be on them.
Yeah, no, I do feel like little. I come in and I'm like, oh gosh, please like me. You kind of try and impress them and speak with your best voice.
It's well different to your YouTube channel.
well, what have you found?
I wasn't aware you had a YouTube channel.
Oh my God, I started on YouTube.
Yeah. Hoping to be Zoella.
That was before Zoella.
Oh.
When I started, you weren't even getting paid on YouTube, so I was literally just doing it to show off to my friends.
Okay. Yeah. Well, take what you just heard on Loose Women and, and Good Morning Britain, and then let's head over to Maya's YouTube channel.
When can you burp, fart, or poo in front of your lad? When is it okay? Because we all do it. It happens. And sometimes it happens when you don't want it to. Like, if you've been holding in that fart for a couple of days, don't let him make you laugh.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what? I still stand by that, though. You can't hold it in for too long.
That's a good point.
Don't worry. You had a solution.
So you've got to find a way to get that fart out. Maybe it's when they go to the shop. Maybe it's when they're asleep. Maybe it's when they're in the shower. Slip that one out before they return. You don't want to be lying down in bed later. He rolls over, gives you a nice little rub on the tummy, and you just...
Right. Same rules in this studio, Maya.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Do not...
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
1.
1.
Where?
It begins. I'm far from good, it's true. Still I find you next to me.
That is Imagine Dragons and Next to Me on BBC Radio 1. So this is Maya's warm-up. And then tomorrow... It is Greatest Hits, your first, like... Well, no, I heard you on Radio 1 over Christmas.
Christmas time, I did a couple.
I actually heard quite a lot of that because I was driving about. You know when you're going to see relatives over Christmas?
Yeah.
You sounded rad at home.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
All right, good.
And I liked it that you were, like, immediately offering up, like, information about life because that took me about 5 years to do on Radio 1. I was too scared. I was like, well, no one's going to care.
It is a bit scary because some people are definitely not going to care, but there's a couple that might,
A
few that might be farting now in their showers.
Right.
After hearing that.
Do you remember your burp one on YouTube?
No, but I'm sure you're going to play it.
I can fake burp, so I usually make a joke of things with people I'm around.
Is that fake?
No, it's a fake burp. I can still do it. You know, do you want me to do it now?
It doesn't sound like you, though.
Oh,
that class. Welcome.
They don't smell or anything.
Welcome
you're
along.
Next to me.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
One.
Scott Mills here with Chris Stark and new to the Radio 1 family, Maya Jammer.
Welcome to the family.
Maya, it's not going to be like this every week, by the way, where we just trawl through your past. It's just a getting to know you thing.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm down.
We've gone through your YouTube and another person from your past is coming next.
My love. My lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you.
One,
Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio 1. Where it begins.
Maya.
Hey.
We've been researching your social media a bit this week.
What have we found?
There's been a lot of it.
Yeah.
But before all the Brit stuff, right, we saw that... Was it someone that you were at school with? Did they sent you a photo from your school yearbook?
Yeah, they did.
And you put it on?
I uploaded it, yeah.
What were your memories of school? Were they good times?
I had a great time in school. I absolutely loved it. Grew up in Bristol, had a lovely time. I don't know, I wasn't naughty, but right. I wasn't like an angel. I just used to, more class clown vibes.
Did you enjoy school?
Yeah, I loved it. I had good memories, but I was like that performing arts child. You know, like drama, dance, not really academic in the slightest.
Right, so drama, favourite, maths, not favourite.
I still don't have a maths GCSE, actually.
No,
fun fact.
I.
Do you not?
No.
Amazing.
I can't do it.
I don't do it.
Like, did you just not go?
No, I was in the class. I just got an E, and then they wanted me to redo it for sixth
form,
and I never did.
No.
We could do quick maths.
I'm not doing any quick maths.
2 plus 2 is?
4.
Minus 1?
3.
Good.
Yeah. Why did we stutter?
We had to think about it. Right, so I also saw that you you said who your favourite teacher was. Who was that?
Miss Baker.
Why was she good?
She was my psychology teacher.
Okay, good.
That's how much I loved the class. Yeah, but she was amazing. She used to let us watch, what was that show? And it's like filmed in Australia and he's a funny guy and he dresses up as different characters. So he's like a woman in one.
Oh, Chris Lilley, Summer Heights High.
Yes, yeah. She used to let us watch Summer Heights High.
You watched Summer Heights High in school?
In psychology, yeah, it was fantastic.
So you were watching like Jermaine at school?
Yeah, Jermaine. Loved her. And also she was just really in tune with us. Like she'd care about us as people instead of just students. So yeah, I loved her.
Wow. Okay. Let's say good afternoon, Miss Baker.
Oh my gosh.
Good afternoon, Maya Jama. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. They dragged me in. And I've been trawling a little bit of dirt on you. But you are a great, great girl. A little bit of in-class entertainment most of the time.
Yeah.
A little bit of a walking stag do, Maya, weren't you?
Oh, my God.
A walking stag
do. Oh, no, I felt like I was a good time. Here for a good time, not a long time. But my heart was
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard anyone described as a walking stag do.
Yeah, party.
You certainly were. When you got there, Maya, you weren't always on time, were you?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I used to think. I think in school, punctuality wasn't...
Yeah,
great.
You were late today.
But that actually wasn't my fault.
Well,
today,
of course it was your fault.
No. There's a real reason behind my lateness today. There was a car booked for me and then it didn't come.
Well,
so
that's... Your life.
That's not... No. There was a taxi that didn't arrive.
It's like at school. Where's my taxi?
No. Yeah.
Was that your excuse then as well?
Miss Baker, are you right to hold there a minute?
Yeah.
Because after this is, I feel, Chris, like for a first show with Maya, this is a really good way to like get to know each other really quick.
I totally agree. Absolutely. And also what's amazing about having you on, Mrs. Baker, is that you've probably got stories that Maya has never said before as well.
Just a few little stories, I've got a few tucked away.
Oh no.
She is a live wire.
I know.
After this we've got three stories. Miss Baker's going to give us only the headline of each story. You can choose which one is said in full to everybody else, and then the other two will just go away.
Okay, fine.
All right, we'll do it after this.
All right.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We're getting to know Maya, because she's on our show on Fridays now, and own show on Saturday as well, Radio 1's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, Greatest Hits.
Do you sing your own jingles as well?
No, but I want to.
The Greatest Hit Show, Maya Jama. Amazing.
All right, so we've got Miss Baker on the line. I feel that we should do a school like greeting, like
good afternoon, Miss Baker.
Good afternoon, Scott Mills Show and Maya Jama.
You could have just said everyone there, baby. I'm going to do a Lipa style, just go 1, 2, and 3, and then you can give us the headline of the story, and then Maya has to pick one of the three that she wants to hear, and we all want to hear, let's be honest, in full. Are you right?
You're on.
Okay, Miss Baker, 1.
Okay, number 1, French condom.
What?
What even is a French,
French condom?
French condom.
I have no idea. That could be anything in the world.
2.
Okay. Psychology cheat.
All right. Probs.
Mm-hmm. 4. Cheat. 3.
Play penis.
Sorry?
Play penis?
Clay penis. That's the one.
Oh, my God.
Clay penis. Sorry.
A clay.
That's right. Ceramic. Made clay penis.
Ceramic. Yeah. Ceramic schlong.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right then.
That is
so
hilarious.
We've got 1, French condom, 2, cheating at psychology, or 3, clay penis. Maya Jama.
Yeah.
1, 2, or 3.
Gosh, I don't have a clue what any of them are. My memory is terrible. So I'm just going to go for the one that sounds the most intriguing, clay penis.
Okay. Right. Maya, you don't have to remember a slightly bald guy with glasses called Mr. O'Connor, who I married, who taught you ceramics. He said that you used to rock up rather late, but actually the thing you're most obsessed with is making clay penises. And he did say that yours was, in fact, the biggest one. I think it may well have got an A grade.
Oh my gosh.
Can I ask you, did you have them properly fired afterwards?
Yeah, actually, all fired and glazed. They're all yours. Glazed. Might even still be there.
That is hilarious.
Imagine it, yeah.
Yeah, I probably just thought that was so fun to show my friends. Yeah.
But weirdly, quite hard to make, I would have thought, compared to the vase that you probably haven't, you were probably meant to be making.
I don't know. I think that just says so much about me. I just, instead of, oh yeah, Maya, make a pretty picture and then I just make
Yeah, but like, you know, at that age, you're either drawing them on books or you're making them out of clay and having them glazed.
Yeah. A clay member.
It was clear. It was clear then you were something special.
I mean,
one to watch.
Oh no,
Miss Baker, you've been amazing.
Thank you so much.
Do you mind if I take up a little bit more of your time, though?
Not at all. You go ahead.
Okay, it's my show, so I've decided to change the rules. I'd like to hear the others too because they sound too good.
Okay.
Wait there.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Legend Bristol teacher Miss Baker's on the line.
Hi there, here I am.
Hey.
Now, we just heard the story about the clay, the ceramics class.
Yep.
Now, the other two stories were supposed to go away, but you've teased us so much, Miss Baker, with French condom and cheating at psychology, that I'd like to hear them both, Sarsmaya.
Miss Baker, you've teased us with a story with the headline French condom. I'm still no clearer knowing what the story is about.
Okay, so Maya, in a French lesson, I looked yesterday at your list of misdemeanors and you blew one up in a lesson.
Classic.
Standard behaviour in French. Yeah, it's probably not the first.
Imagine as a teacher just writing that in on the sim. How awkward.
I thought you kind of let those things slide.
Well, yeah, I would have done. So there you go. That's one of them.
Okay,
that's one.
Cool.
And we also have another one.
Okay, well, is this the cheating?
Maya, because you were always so, so late and tardy, do you remember that 25% of the psychology exam was coursework? I don't suppose you remember me writing it for you, do you?
You wrote my coursework?
Yes, I certainly did.
Shut
That's why I loved you so much.
Is that allowed?
I dictated it, you wrote it down.
What is going on?
You wrote the coursework.
The lengths we went to for you.
Oh my gosh, I actually do remember, because I was just not on top of things, basically.
Right.
And she was like, do you need a hand?
Yeah, probably in
And you helped me out. That's why you were my favourite. You landed a hand.
That's why you were my favourite. You did all my work. That's brilliant.
It is a bit mad, isn't it, that now I think back on it, but thanks.
I like teachers that help you out, though, by writing half of your coursework.
Exactly.
We all had that.
Will you not get in trouble for this?
No, well, if I do, I'm going to have a job at Radio 1, can't I?
It's worked for Maya.
Yeah.
Hey, Maya, I've got a favour to ask you, actually.
All right.
Okay. Two cheeky little favours. Well, firstly, if you ever put a ring on it, I scrub up quite well and I do like grime. And secondly, Year 13 have got their prom. Could you come and DJ for them at the end of June? They would love it. I'm putting you on the spot, girl.
Do you know what? I actually will. If I'm not completely booked, I will. I'm gonna pencil it in.
Absolutely brilliant. Legendary. Thank you.
There we go.
Miss Baker, you've never taught me, but you are my favourite teacher.
Coolest teacher ever.
Ever.
Come back to class. Oh, thank you.
Maybe we'll all come.
Yeah.
What's the school?
It's called Cotton School in Bristol. Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Lovely.
All right. Miss Baker, good to speak to you. Thank you for being a legend.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Good luck, Maya, with everything.
Thank you. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, lots of love. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Chris is here too, and on Fridays we are joined by Maya Jama. Also, make sure you listen to her greatest hit songs because it's non-stop bangers from 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. We've got our bangers coming up at 2:40, which is now a three-way experience. So I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and on Fridays, obviously Maya joins us and plays a song.
Yeah, I think I went too quick though. I panicked and I went first one.
Right. What, you think it's not good enough?
I don't know. It's something I haven't heard in ages, but...
It's good news for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott Mills.
One.
Scott, Chris, Maya with you. It is Friday afternoon on BBC Radio 1. Chris, you've got like a home assistant, like an Alexa or a Google, right?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
Maya?
No, I haven't got one.
Is that because you've got an actual person?
Yeah.
Funny.
Joking. All right, there's a problem with mine. What? It's obsessed with eggs. More after Demi Lovato. I've got new David Guetta and Martin Garrix coming up. Right, so when someone said to me, oh, you should get one of these home assistance things, I was like, nah. You know where you go, like, hello, Alexa, what is the time? And then Chris here kindly, Maya, bought me one for Christmas.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because we do quite good presents to each other.
Yeah.
What did you get him?
Oh, great point. Oh, I'll tell you nothing. What you got me. You got me one of the wristbands that counts your steps. Because I think he'd like me a little fitter.
Into his
he wants you to walk more.
Trim down.
Oh. I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I just want the team to be a little bit fitter.
Yeah.
So I was kind of against them because I know that, like, for a lot of people, they can't bear them because they'll just sometimes they'll speak without you even asking anything. Like, you'll be having dinner with your partner or your mates. Or like, today, I can tell you the weather is 9 degrees. And it's like, well, I didn't even ask you.
Yeah.
Now, you haven't got one, Maya. What would you ask it?
Probably, like, where's the nearest IKEA? Because I like stuff from IKEA. Mm-hmm. And I never know where IKEAs are. Or, like, how far is it to da-da-da-da-da? You know? Because I'm always lost and stuff. Those kind of questions.
Mm. What do you ask it?
The thing is, right, I like to ask it things because then it makes me feel like I'm getting on with life. It makes me feel like I'm like receiving this information that I'm important. So I generally ask it, what is the weather? Even though I can just look outside and see the weather.
Do you ever think to yourself when you're asking a question to it and then it replies with the right answer and quite a good answer, do you think, this is like magic? This is like when, like, your mum and dad, they thought that life would be like this in 2018, and now it is. You've got an actual computer talking to you and giving you answers and stuff.
It is quite scary if you think about it like that. Because who's pressing the buttons?
Right, yeah. And how's it getting that information?
What do you mean, who's pressing the buttons?
Well, like, if it's a little thing, where does it get its stuff from? I don't know how they work.
Yeah, but it's not like there's not a real person somewhere.
Maybe there isn't. Maybe there's a control room with a headphone listening to what you're requesting.
Well, you think there is a lady out there called Alexa who's just speaking through the...
No, but what I don't get... How else? Because there must be somebody in some office somewhere, like, oh, someone... Scott's asked for cake.
This is mad. Right, do you actually think this?
Well, if you give me the actual answer to how it works, then yeah, I'll leave my...
See, okay. When Look, I ask...
People will get in touch now and they'll tell
the
us
When I ask the home
that.
Assistant... Okay. Sorry, just to clear this up, right? Just so we got you right. If I speak to the home assistant and say, like, what's the weather like outside? Someone is answering that back.
Personally.
Not with the actual voice, but just flipping a switch says,
okay.
Right,
okay, pressing the buttons.
All right, well, whoever's doing my one is getting it wrong. Oh. Right, so you can ask for music on there, right? So I wanted to hear music by Charlie XCX the other day, right? Mm. Now, note how I'm saying Charlie XCX. That's quite clear, is it?
Yeah.
To everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen to what mine comes back with. I recorded it because it happened several times. Alexa, play Charlie XCX.
I can't find songs by Charlie Sexy Eggs.
That's Sexy Charlie Eggs. Sexy Eggs.
They're definitely pressing the wrong button over
Listen
there.
Again. Alexa, play Charlie XCX.
I can't find songs by Charlie Sexy Eggs.
Okay, so that happens a few times. Then later on, no, the next day, I asked for George Ezra, okay? Am I saying that correctly? George Ezra.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Alexa, play George Ezra.
I can't find Cut by George Egg in your music library.
George Egg? What's going on with the egg thing?
I was busy thinking about...
Here is Charlie Sexy Eggs.
Scott Mills.
Charlie Sexy Eggs and Boys on BBC Radio 1. Have you bought me an Alexa by mistake?
You what?
Because it's obsessed with eggs.
Oh, clever.
Right, right, though, is the one you got me faulty? Was it new?
Yes.
Or was it one of those ones where
yes,
it's like,
no, it's real.
Nearly new.
No,
one,
legit.
One owner before.
It was legit.
I think you should bring it in and try it out with other people's voices, because it could just be you.
It was unopened. I got it as a present. I passed it on.
Oh.
No.
Did you actually?
No, what I mean, no. Well, it's still a present either way, regardless
of
whether...
You didn't pay
for it. Oh, my God.
Do you actually want to know the truth?
Yeah.
I wanted the slightly bigger one. So what I did is I gave you that one, which I got as a present.
Oh, my God.
And I admit I actually
You re-gifted
got it,
it.
That's why your present was late.
What are the rules on re-gifting, though? Because if it's a good present...
Well, so it was... Hang on. It was. Let me get this right. Was it a Christmas present on Christmas Day?
Yes. I actually didn't have your Christmas present ready for you on Christmas Day.
No, because you had to wait for someone to give it to you and then re-gift it to me.
Yeah, because... I wanted a slightly bigger one.
I've just found this out.
Oh, listen, you've still got the present either way, so the end result's the same.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, loads of people have been on saying that we've got to stop saying the word...
Yeah, don't say it.
Because it's activating their voice assistant things.
Yeah.
Lubo on Twitter... can you please stop saying... Because she keeps responding.
Also, when you say George Ezra, most people's do work, unlike mine that says George Egg.
Yeah.
So if we're making yours go high, like haywire right now, I'm sorry about that. Don't say the word again, please.
Scott Mills.
The reason mine isn't working properly is because it doesn't speak Thunderbird, some people are saying.
Are you across this, Maya?
Do you know about this?
Yeah, I saw the photo. You look good, though.
Do I look like a Thunderbird,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, no. Pass.
What do you mean, looks good? Like, that's irrelevant.
He looks good. Like, he looks like a genuine...
Thunderbird.
I was saying, like, I'd never noticed it before. It's mad, because we've been mates for years, and only just clocked the other day he looks like a Thunderbird.
Yeah, well, that's been on the internet a lot this week.
It's the blue eyes and the hair together.
I think that's a compliment. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, this is Charlie XCX.
Oh.
I heard there's a problem.
Okay, so when I asked my home assistant to play your songs, this happens.
Alexa, play Charlie XCX.
I can't find songs by Charlie Sexy Eggs.
I'm just thinking of you, Charlie, because every time I play that counts towards streaming, which counts towards the charts.
Maybe I have to change my name. That's...
Don't you think we're a bit too far down the line for that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a real dilemma. Maybe I have to start making some kind of, like, egg connection, egg branding going effect and make it better.
I mean, yeah, there's some campaign with eggs you could probably do. Also,
yeah,
I need to say...
like eggs, right?
Right. I need to say, by the way, it's not all the time, but it took me about 5 or 6 goes before she found, like, Boom Clap.
God, wow. That really is a big issue.
Or I'm saying your name really wrong.
Yeah, it could be that also.
But I don't really know what you're meant to do differently to what you're doing to get the result. Because obviously you're a very popular artist, it should just be finding it.
But hang on, if it makes you feel any better, this also happened with George Ezra when I asked her for him.
Alexa, play George Ezra.
I can't find Cup by George Egg in your music library.
No, I think my home assistant is obsessed with eggs because that's George Egg.
But is it just a problem with
eggs?
You? Is it just because eggs are massive with you at the moment?
Or maybe you're not saying your exes right. Hi, Charlie, it's Maya, by the way. You okay?
Hey, Maya. Hey. Well, no, I'm devastated, honestly, right now. Yeah, maybe me and George need to, like, get together, do some kind of egg pop. I don't even know.
Eggy pop.
That's
eggy
a fart.
Pop.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you with this. I just thought you should let your record company know.
I will be right on it straight away. Thanks for this.
That said, Charlie Sexy Eggs is an awesome name.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about the change already.
Okay. All right, bye, Charlie Sexy X.
Bye.
Thanks for calling up.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money.
Right, so it's 2-2 on bangers this week. I've won twice, Chris has won twice. New addition to the family, Maya Jama, will pick her song. Are you going to stick with what you got? Are you confident that it's going to be good enough to match ours?
Yeah, I think it was the first one that came into my mind, so I should just go with it. Confidence.
All right, fine. So it's a three-way.
Three-way bangers. That's happening in 10 minutes on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's Portugal the Man on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here. With Chris Stark and Maya.
Yeah.
Everything all right over there, guys?
Yeah, good.
All
sorry.
Good, yeah, sweet.
I'm laughing at Maya's picture on her pass.
Right, so I just... me and Maya just nipped out for a second and...
fresh air.
This fresh air. And then the security guy was like, that's not you on the picture. It's like, no, it's me. I'm just doing a weird pose.
I had to show my face in the picture, basically.
Yeah.
He thought I was a catfish.
He did.
He definitely did.
Right, okay, time for bangers. Our first ever three-way.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Rodri.
Yes!
Yes! Happy Friday to you, please.
And to you, peeps.
So where are you? Pontypridd, is it?
I'm in Pontypridd, aye.
Right, so you'll be watching Wales tomorrow, right? Rugby?
Yeah, I'm going to be watching them absolutely Tump Island tomorrow.
Ooh, okay. And where will you be watching that?
Unfortunately, in my house.
Okay, cool.
That's okay. That's all good.
Fine.
Good times.
Now, Rodri, how is your nose since you broke it on a bouncy castle? But, but you tell people it happened on a trampoline.
Yeah.
What, why? What's wrong with doing it on a bouncy castle?
The fact that I'd done it when I was about 15, 16 doesn't help the fact that I was on a bouncy castle.
Well, why? Do you think it's a bit... Do you think it's embarrassing being on a bouncy castle age 15 or 16?
Yeah, just a tad.
Do you think?
What's the age cutoff point for bouncy castles, do we think?
I don't think there is one. I love a bouncy castle.
Yeah, we just never get to use them, though, really.
Yeah.
I hired one for my birthday not that long ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cheers for the invite.
It's quite awkward.
Considering when I do mobile DJ, I do kids' parties and they turn up at bouncy castles, it gets a tad embarrassing.
No, I'm not being funny. If there's one there, you're going to go on it. Do you know what I mean?
Imagine DJing to a bouncy castle. In fact, if in all clubs they had bouncy castles, it'd be so lively.
Great idea.
Great.
That's how we rave.
Okay, so welcome. Roger, you are part of a first three-way banger situation. So here's my choice to start. When was the last time you heard this, huh?
I actually had a dance routine to this song.
Yeah, right, same, the way I dance this, but it's subtle. It's like just...
Half a robot.
P. Diddy, last night.
Not bad.
But P. Diddy in the video does that dance as well.
P. Diddy is he's the best dancer ever.
Mm. Okay, Maya, what have you got?
Wow!
This would normally be one of my choices.
Well, there you go. I played it down just to give the illusion.
That's a Scott choice.
Right.
Well, it's a Maya one today.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, just the fact that you've picked this is...
She's gone up in your estimation.
Oh, my God, so much more.
Yay.
So
much. I like that.
What is it?
Good old Britney Spears. I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman.
I think I'd rather have Thunderbirds back on.
All right. Or Chris?
Oh, I've gone for something a bit different to both of those.
Okay.
Yes.
I have gone for Gossip, Standing in the Way of Control, but it's the Soul Wax remix.
Which is amazing.
Strong.
Doom.
All right, so there you've got P. Diddy from me, Britney Spears from Maya, and you've got Gossip, Soul Wax mix from Chris. Go on, Rodri.
I think it's going to have to be Chris.
Is it?
Oh.
Go on, Rodri.
BBC Radio 1, where it begins.
Chris, this is intense.
Yeah, man, but what a banger.
Intense.
Woo! Friday!
Oh.
Nice one for choosing that, Rodri.
All 5 minutes of the Soul Wax mix of Standing in the Way of Control by Gossip. Were you guided that Britney didn't get chosen?
A little bit, but I'm going to listen to it on the way home, so it's fine.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that song reminds them of Skins so much. Bristol?
Oh, my gosh. Fun fact, I was nearly in Skins. Got to the final two.
What?
And then didn't get it when I was in school.
Scott was in Skins.
Were you in it?
Yeah, once.
Oh, my gosh.
I played a TV presenter, major acting.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It was a fake TV show called Search for a Sex Bomb. Please don't ever YouTube.
I'm gonna find it.
Of course you will. Right, coming up, something new from M22 and Medina, which I know has been played on the dance shows on Radio 1. Also Rudimental these days. And on Maya's first day properly at work at Radio 1, can she persuade a member of the public to lie for her? It's all coming up. That'll be at 3:10. Now, my tune of the week.
One!
Bebe Rexha, Florida Georgia Line.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
If it's meant to be,
don't think that I've seen Chris react to a tune like that for a while, like Tune of the Week, and yeah. I just didn't think it would be you at all.
I'm sort of emotional.
Yeah, it is.
If it's meant to be.
Do you know what I mean?
It'll be. Yeah.
It'll be.
It's massive, that. Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. It's been my tune of the week.
Maya, you know I was saying Scott was on Skins?
Yeah.
I found a little bit of it. Would
oh, right.
Like to hear it?
Oh, my gosh.
Right, so here's the thing, right? He does this a lot. But because there's like, oh, new person, it's a bit like, you know, when your mum gets like all the old photos out and goes, oh, look at him there.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of, but more embarrassing.
There's so much stuff I've got to show you, but there's time for that. I'll send you the links to hold
the wall
and stuff
group.
Like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I like it that we've got WhatsApp group.
WhatsApp group's
but, cool. Here's Scott in Skins.
Singing Juicing Down, please welcome Karen McClare. I mean, it wasn't hard. I was hosting a fake reality TV show on Skins.
It's often like he's been brought into these shows and there's kind of one line here or there.
Yeah.
And my favourite... No, but I've got
there's
this...
More.
I think, yeah, from yesterday, we played this last, but I don't think you've heard him in Hollyoaks, have you?
Oh, I definitely haven't.
He was dressed as a policeman.
Oh.
And he has
the
a
uniform.
Line, that. I've got that here.
Thank you. No.
Singing, juicing down.
No, that's the same,
that's
Chris.
Skins.
That's Skins again.
Do you want me to try and reenact it?
Hang on.
Bear with.
I like it when you try and source the
yeah,
clip.
Yeah, no, I'm just like,
Anyway, Maya, I just say... Okay, here,
here
it
you
is.
Go.
I found it now. Okay, cool.
Thanks for looking after me last night.
All right. I said, all right? Stay clear of bad boys.
Stay clear of bad boys.
Oh, wow.
But as a policeman, a good thing to say.
That is a really good... What was your name, PC Mills?
I didn't have a name.
No?
It was one lie, Maya.
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
Where
it begins.
My Jammer, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst time of your actual life and 10 being like one of the best, but can you give me a number, please?
6.
Yeah.
I was expecting higher.
No, oh, well,
no, wait, no, sorry. I didn't really get the question.
Okay,
say it again.
I think it means like your time here.
Yeah. Oh, this
rating,
show.
Your rating so far, like, because we're like
oh,
2 hours
oh,
in.
Oh, no, this is fantastic. I'm going to give it a strong
7.
9.
Oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I was like 6 was a bit harsh.
Don't feel you need to pander.
No,
no
but
you
I,
don't.
I thought he was just asking, like, about my whole life. How has my life been on a scale of 1 to 10? I was like, I don't know, so let me just be average. I don't want to show off.
So Maya's joining us on Fridays, and also she's got a new show, Radio 1's Greatest Hits. So make sure you're listening. First one is tomorrow at 10 a.m. So many good songs for you. Like, so if you're driving about on a Saturday morning, just make it your soundtrack. Greatest Hits with Maya tomorrow. Right. You've told me in the past that you are a massive blagger.
I've done a few blags in my time.
What's the best ones or anything that comes to mind?
The most common blag is like if you've forgotten your ID or something and you want to get into a club, then just like, come on, look, I'm 35. I'm actually 23. But just like, just so they think, you know, you're mature and ready to be in that club.
Yeah.
Blag my way in a few times.
Hang on, I mean, you were on a flight recently and you managed to completely blag that.
Yeah, I blagged it. So on the way to the country that we were going to, I made really good friends with the air hostesses, just mates. Yeah, hey Hans, yeah, lovely, really nice. And then on the way back, blagged my way into business.
How?
Well, they came, they were like, oh my God, you're back so soon, hey. And the friendship blossomed again. And I said, oh, do you know what? I just really, really had a really bad sleep last night. Legs hurt. Any room over there?
My legs hurt?
Well, yeah.
And they bought that?
And that was it?
I think it was a mix between them thinking that I was really nice and also just thinking, oh, go on, there's a couple seats left.
Either way, end result was you blagged it.
End result was blagged my way to business class.
Queen blag.
Queen blagger.
Okay, so I've got one for you today. I want you to try and... Well, I'm going to see how far a stranger will go to help you because obviously this is your first proper day at work.
Yeah.
Here at Radio 1. So okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I want to call like a small hotel. Let's go over like north of England, okay? And I want you to tell them that it is your first day at work, which is true.
Okay.
But I want you to tell them that you are a junior reporter for like a local newspaper, let's say the Gazette or something.
Great name.
And I want you to say that you've heard that a massive superstar is coming to stay at their hotel.
Okay.
And that superstar is Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Because
he would always stay in...
All right,
where
so
are we
someone
call?
Very, very big.
We're calling
right.
someone... we're calling a hotel in Grimsby.
Okay, fine, but Grimsby. Someone big...
It could happen.
Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Makes sense. He was
okay.
there for the Brits, you know. Lovely.
And I want you to basically say to them, look, it's my first day at work, my boss is on to me, I need to make a splash, and I want you to get them to lie for you and say... that Kendrick is staying in the hotel, because in a few minutes, your boss is going to call and be like, hey, my junior reporter, is staying in the hotel. It's told me that Kendrick is staying in the hotel, all right?
Okay.
We'll do it after the weekend and Kendrick Lamar. Good luck, everyone.
Hey, this is
BBC Radio 1.
Radio
1.
I'm always ready for a war again. Go down that road again. It's all the same.
Scott Mills.
Radio
1.
BBC
Radio
1.
Where it begins.
Radio 1.
Hey, hey.
Scott, Chris and Maya with a Friday mix for you at 3:30. Okay, Maya, so I'm going to connect you to a hotel now, which is in a small village in Grimsby.
All right.
Okay. What's your name going to be?
First one in my mind, Layla.
Layla, okay.
Fine.
All right, so I want you to convince them to say that Kendrick is staying in their small hotel, which he probably wouldn't normally. Because you need a big showbiz scoop. It's your first day at work with this paper.
Yeah.
And tell them that your boss is about to call them. Please, 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 will you just say that Kendrick's staying there? Because, you know, it's more than my... You know, I need this for my first day at work.
I need my first scoop.
Right, okay. All right?
Yeah.
So I'm now connecting you to the three Beaches Hotel in Grimsby. Good luck. You said you're a good blagger.
Good afternoon, the Beaches Hotel. Sophie speaking.
Hi, Sophie. I'm Layla from the Gazette.
Oh, hiya.
You're right. Basically, just a little kind of favour thing. I'm the junior showbiz reporter, and it's my first day at work, and I've just heard that Kendrick Lamar is around you guys' area.
Okay. Is he really?
Yeah, and could potentially be staying at your hotel.
Right.
So what I was wondering is, would you be able to just quickly speak to my manager? He's going to call, like, my boss in a couple of minutes and just say that Kendrick Lamar is staying at your hotel, just because it would be a massive favour for me. And even if he doesn't stay, like, it's still great press for your hotel and it gives me a story.
Yeah, is there, like, any sort of how long am I supposed to stay for, or how long has he been here for? So obviously my story is the same as yours.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no, he'll just ask you, is he staying there? And then you can just be like, yeah. And if anything, just say he pays by day, so, like, you're not sure how long he's planning to stay.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so, yeah, thank you so much. Thing is, I need a scoop, like a story, because it's my first day, and, you know, you want to impress the boss, and
yeah, no,
a bit
I
of pressure.
That.
I'm sweating. So, yeah, when he calls, just go along with it kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Thank you so much.
You're all right.
All right, thanks, bye.
Right, bye.
You are such a blagger.
A blag life. She was so nice, though.
Mm. She didn't even really question that at all.
She was up for it.
Okay.
Wicked.
That's amazing. So you've just got a complete stranger to go, yeah, all right. So Maya was the junior reporter. Now, Chris, I want you to step in as her boss.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously we've said that to just say, yeah, Kendrick Lamar, stay in there. I'd like you to ask a few more probing questions, though, if you would.
Mm. She bless her. She's like the coolest person ever.
Okay.
She just wants to help you out.
Okay, Chris, you ready to assume role as head reporter?
Yeah.
Maya's
yeah.
boss. Okay, visualise it. We'll do it after this.
One. Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio.
One.
Where it begins.
Chris, do you think we should issue some kind of cringe warning for this? Because we have different levels. I'm giving a yellow.
Is that sort of medium-ish?
Medium to high.
Is it?
This potentially could be. It's Maya Jammer's first day on the show today. Hi, babes.
Hey, exciting times.
Right, so we've just got Maya to ring up a local hotel in Grimsby and basically ask them to lie and say that Kendrick Lamar is staying at the hotel. And you blagged it in one.
Blagger.
Right.
Yes.
It's on your CV.
I mean, I'm so surprised at how nice she was.
Right. Mm. So... now, Chris is going to call up as your boss on your first day at work as reporter at this this newspaper. What should we call you? You're Maya's boss now.
Yeah, I suppose I need some kind of like senior showbiz reporter style name. Anything comes to mind?
I don't know, like Steve Lax.
What about Don Witton?
Yeah, remix the name.
Okay, so you're remixing Dan Wootton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
To Don Witton.
You're Myers Bosch, you're the head reporter, and you've heard from your junior reporter that Kendrick is staying at the hotel. You want that confirmed, but then throw some other questions in.
All right.
Obviously, with Myra as the junior reporter, all we did was get them to agree to say yes, but Chris is now going to push them and fact-check a few of the stories.
I'll say that Layla, Maya, has given me a full story and I've got to check the details.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good afternoon, the Beach Hotel.
Hello, can I speak to Sophie, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, hi, Sophie. My name's Don, and I'm working with the Gazette.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you spoke to my colleague, Layla, who's one of our junior reporters.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
She's written up a brilliant story, and I just wanted to fact-check a couple of things with you, if that's all right.
Yeah.
She said that Kendrick Lamar is staying in your hotel. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And, sorry, I'm just going to make some notes as we talk. You know who Kendrick Lamar is, right?
Yeah, he's a rapper, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is a massive story. Have you ever had anyone as famous as Kendrick in the hotel before?
Not as famous as him, no.
And how are the staff feeling about having such a huge star?
Oh, it's just exciting, really.
It is exciting. Can I quote you on that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can, yeah.
And is he in the hotel right now?
No, not at the minute, no.
Do you know where he is?
No, I'm just doing housekeeping at this morning at the minute, so...
It could be that he's on location. We know that he...
Well, it was rumoured
it was rumoured he's recording his latest music video in the town.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Is it true that he requested an extra toilet to be installed in his room?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard that one yet.
Well, that's funny, because Layla said that was something that's happened.
Oh, I'm not entirely sure, no. I don't know.
It would be odd for Layla to make that up. Obviously, that would be a huge problem if she's making up facts.
Well, I haven't heard it. It's just there's quite a few staff here, so it could have been told to another staff.
Oh, it could have been another member of staff that installed the toilet.
Yeah.
And can I ask, what has he requested for breakfast?
I'll go ask the chef.
Thank you.
What's he been requesting for breakfast?
Poached eggs on toast.
Poached eggs on toast.
I was going to ask as well, how does he like his eggs? Because Layla's written poached.
Yeah, he likes poached eggs, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, that all seems right. And did you say you've spoken to him personally, Sophie?
No, I haven't.
It says in this article that he's been getting on with the staff very, very well.
Yeah, he has done, yeah.
Especially one member of housekeeping. Who would that be?
It could be Jane.
And has Jane had a close level of contact with Mr. Lamar?
I think she's had a few conversations with him, yeah.
Now, Layla's written here that he's been drinking in the room. What has he been drinking?
Jane, what's he been drinking? What's he been drinking?
Orange juice,
is it? Oh,
orange juice.
Yeah.
All right, Sophie, that's great. Thank you so much.
Sophie?
Yeah?
Before you go, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Sorry?
Yeah, you're on Radio 1. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Well, you...
I can't go.
I mean, you are a legend. Like, Maya Jammer here, who's joining our show today.
Hello.
Caught up as the junior reporter. Then Chris caught up with all these really difficult questions.
Yep.
And you responded like a pro. Like, you've really helped someone else on their first day at work.
You were happy to lie to help who you thought was Layla.
Well, I'm just a generous person.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously.
So much. You brightened my day.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I am.
Orange juice?
I'll go and ask the chef.
That was the best bit.
I could actually imagine Kendrick Lamar eating poached eggs on toast for breakfast, standard.
Well, you might enjoy poached eggs, you never know.
And who's Jane?
Jane's the cleaner. Do you want to speak to Jane?
Sophie, you did so well. Bless you.
Thank you so much, Sophie. You're an excellent liar.
I've never been told that before. I've always been told I'm too honest.
And you never know. Kendrick Lamar might go to your hotel at some point.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully I might meet him.
Ask
him how he likes his breakfast.
Yeah.
Sophie, thank you so much.
Right, thank you. Bye.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Ashley, who says, yes, Maya Jammer is Queen Blagger for sure. Looking forward to your greatest hit show tomorrow as well. BBC
Radio 1.
Good work, babe, for a first BBC. One.
Thank you. Smashed it.
Radio 1.
Found the truth beneath your lies.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Maya, we've actually loved having you today.
I've loved being here.
What a good first one, right?
It's been the most perfect warm-up ever.
Thank you. Greatest hits tomorrow with Maya from 10.
One, Radio 1. Greatest hits. Scott Mills.
Me, Chris and Maya back next Friday from 1. Don't forget to check out her new show, Radio 1's Greatest Hits, Saturday morning from 10 a.m. And me and Chris will see you Monday at 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.